I'm Courtney Gerstenecker at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, here with the National FFA Alumni President, Jim McCray. What sorts of things is the alumni doing at convention this year?
Courtney, we've got a pretty exciting couple days planned. On Thursday, we start off the day with awards presentations. And as the awards presentations end, we have a reception, which basically gives people an opportunity to talk to the award winners, congratulate them on their service. And then on Thursday evening, we'll go to an auction. And it's, of course, a charity auction, and the money goes directly to scholarships that can be used for, like, WLC, Washington Leadership Conference, that are spread out across the country. We've got a lot of exciting things on the auction. Then on Friday, we go into our business session. But between the 2 days, we have a good time. It is a great social atmosphere, and you renew your friendships from people from across the country.
What is the main goal of the Alumni Association for FFA? Why is there an alumni?
The alumni, think of them as a local program support. Our mission from day one has always been support your local alumni chapter. These teachers are overworked, they're stressed as far as the amount of time they have to spend in the classroom and outside of the classroom. Whether it's in fundraising or whether it's in taking students to contests, different events that they have to do, if we can take some of the burden off of them and make their life a little easier, that's what we're here for. More opportunities for the students, and hopefully make it a little easier on the teachers so we can retain more teachers into the industry.
There's a lot of, like you said, a lot of things going on at the alumni portion of the convention here in Louisville. But there's, of those awards, I'm sure you're recognizing some top alumni chapters and different things. Can you explain what those different awards are?
We have awards for the outstanding affiliates across the country, and that's the alumni chapters that have went above and beyond. And they use the best practices of as a representative of what alumni chapters can be. Once again, that could either be in fundraising that they have done over the years, or whether they are mentoring their students in a certain way, or whether they're helping their ag teachers with their SAE projects. It's just a way of showcasing the best of the best. We also have that same award that goes to individuals, because we have some outstanding individuals that are using their time and talents to benefit students, and we'd like to reward those. We do some of the miscellaneous stuff like websites, newsletters, and things like that. But the big two, I think, are the affiliate awards and the local member award.
Okay. On Thursday, there's an alumni portion during the sessions at convention. What will be happening then?
That's in session 1C in the morning, one of the opening sessions. And they'll give us an opportunity to say a few words to the audience. And then we get a chance to recognize our alumni council. After a year of serving with these people, they're incredible. The amount of time they donate and to their states in and out of the national, it just gives them an opportunity to be recognized on stage for their hard work.
Well, a lot of great things happening, and alumni does so much for its members. What is one thing that you want to say to someone in a blue jacket right now of what they can do as an alumni member and why they should become an FFA alumni member?
Take a look at your FFA career, the things that you have done and been a part of over your 4, 5, 6 year FFA career. Think back to how that happened. Was there financial rewards? Did you have scholarships? Were you able to go to national convention and some of the cost was borne by possibly your FFA alumni chapter, your booster club that stood up and they helped you have a better opportunity, have more opportunities and a better experience in FFA. What the alumni does, that's their purpose in life, is to give back. Most of the people a lot of the people in FFA alumni are past FFA members, and they're giving back for what they received while they were members. But we also have a very large contingent of our FFA alumni membership, including our past president and the president-elect coming in, that never did wear the blue jacket. These are people who experienced FFA through their children, and they got an opportunity to see what FFA was all about, but maybe they did not experience it as students. And they understand the value in it, and they're coming back and they're giving to the program. Sometimes people get hung up on the word alumni. We're basically a group of FFA supporters, some of which wore the blue jacket. And our main purpose, as I said many times before, is to support your local programs. If we don't keep our local programs strong and take some of the burden off of our local ag teachers, then we're not going to have the programs for very long. We need to support the group that's doing the good deeds.
A lot of passion and excitement here at the Alumni Convention during the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Courtney Gerstenecker with the National FFA Alumni President, Jim McRae.